southeast corner of Australia, where the open ocean waves grow bigger and stronger, unimpeded by any mass of land. The wind had built continuously, with gusts now approaching 45 knots, about 52 miles per hour, and the sky had grown darker. Before the race, the Australian Bureau of Meteorology had issued a gale warning, so sailors knew things could get rough, but Larry and most of the men on board had weathered similar winds in the 1995 race. Sayonara was getting close to Bass Strait, the waters separating Australia from Tasmania, where the shallow sea bottom kicks up waves like surf and swells hit from all directions. Suddenly, a violent gust of over 50 knots accelerated Sayonara, and Larry angled her farther downwind to ease the pressure on her sails and rigging. But it was too late. The huge nylon spinnaker resembling the Japanese flag was shredded like a cotton sheet. With the wind becoming stronger and less predictable, the call was made to hoist the strongest spinnaker, nicknamed the Mini, they had on board. "That sail is indestructible," Larry said confidently as Sayonara sliced through the whitecaps. Stress focused the billionaire daredevil, who did aerobatics for fun, surfed in storms in Hawaii, he once broke his neck and the injury nearly left him a paraplegic, and had taken Oracle back from the brink of bankruptcy more than once. He was the world's fifth wealthiest person just two decades after